This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. So today we have a new chapter inshallah, and it's باب وجوب الانقياد لحكم الله تعالى وما يقوله من دعي إلى ذلك وأمر بمعروف أو نهي عن منكر. This chapter is about the obligation of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and responding to his command, and what a person that is invited to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is invited to something good or prohibited to do something bad, how they should respond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by your Lord they will not truly believe until they seek your judgment in their disputes, and then they find no hatred or no issues in their chests with regards to your judgment, and then they fully submit to it. وقال تعالى إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا. Indeed, the response of the believers when they are commanded to Allah, when they are invited to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to judge among them, that they would say سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون. They would say we hear and we obey, and these are the successful ones. وفيه من الأحاديث حديث أبي هريرة المذكور في أول الباب قبله وغيره من الأحاديث فيه. It says there are other hadith as well with regards to this that we mentioned previously. Next hadith عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال لما نزلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله اشتد ذلك على أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأتوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم بركوا على الركب فقالوا أي رسول الله كلفنا من الأعمال ما لا نطيق الصلاة والجهاد والصيام والصدقة وقد أنزلت عليك هذه الآية ولا نطيقها أو الصلاة والجهاد والصيام والصدقة وقد أنزلت عليك هذه الآية ولا نطيقها. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتريدون أن تقولوا كما قال أهل الكتابين من قبلكم سمعنا وعصينا بل قولوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. فلما اقترأها القوم وذلت بها ألسنتهم أنزل الله تعالى في إثرها آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. فلما فعلوا ذلك نسخها الله تعالى فأنزل الله عز وجل لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا قال نعم ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا قال نعم ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به قال نعم واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين قال نعم رواه مسلم. This hadith is a long hadith. Is collected by Muslim, narrated from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He said when the verse was revealed to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is towards the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth, and if you reveal what's in yourselves or you conceal it, Allah shall hold you accountable for it. Allah will hold you accountable for it. So the companions of the Prophet ﷺ found this to be very difficult, that Allah would hold them accountable for their thoughts and for their intentions. So until they sort of fell on their knees out of desperation. Now, this was a very difficult situation. So they came to the Prophet ﷺ and they said, O Messenger of Allah, it has been made obligatory upon us things that we are able to do. Salah and jihad and fasting and sadaqah, we are able to do this. But this verse has been revealed to us and we are unable to fulfill it. Like, we can't control everything that goes within ourselves. So Allah's Messenger ﷺ said to them, do you want to respond like the people of the scriptures before you responded? They said, we hear and we disobey. Do you want to be like them? So he said to them, say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرِ. He instructed them to say, we hear and we obey, O Allah, forgive us, and we will return to you. So they repeated that. They made that statement, the companions. Then Allah afterwards, shortly after, He revealed the last two verses in Surah Al-Baqarah in response, which says that the Prophet, the Messenger ﷺ, has believed in what was revealed to him and the believers as well. They believed in what was revealed to him. They believed in Allah, in His angels, in the books, in the messengers. And they said, we do not make a distinction between the messengers of Allah. We believe in all of them. And they said, we hear and we obey and we seek Allah's forgiveness and to Allah we shall return. So Allah goes through their mind, they will be held accountable for it. In the first verse. This was abrogated. It was abrogated. So we will be only held accountable with our intentions, like definite intentions and our actions. But not the thoughts that go through our minds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed afterwards as well, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, the last verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, that Allah shall not overburden any soul beyond what it can deal with. Whatever it does is for it, and whatever evil it does will be against it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches them how to make dua to Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. O Allah, do not hold us accountable. If we forget if we make a mistake, Allah would say yes. O our Lord, do not overburden us like the burden that you placed on the people who came before us. Allah would say yes. Then Allah told them to say as well, O Allah, do not give us a burden that we are unable to carry. And Allah would say yes. Then Allah told them to say, وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Forgive us, pardon us, and have mercy upon us. You are our Lord and our helper, and give us victory over the people of disbelief. And Allah would say yes. So this is about obedience. So we see the believers, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they obeyed, even though it seemed to be very difficult at the beginning. We move on to the next chapter, which is Babu Nahyi عن البدع ومحدثات الأمور. Chapter on prohibiting engagement in innovations and bid'ah and the things that are newly invented. قال الله تعالى فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is other than truth? Other than truth, it's only falsehood. You're either following the truth or you are following falsehood. If it's not the truth, it must be misguidance and falsehood. وقال تعالى ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have left nothing except that we have talked about it in the Quran, in the book. Some mufassirin say it's the Quran, some mufassirin say it's not. The kitab here is not the Quran, but it's the preserved tablet. وقال تعالى فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you dispute about something, then refer it to Allah and His Messenger. Which means the Quran and the Sunnah. وقال تعالى وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. Allah says, and this is my straight path, so follow it and do not follow other paths, lest they will take you far from the path of Allah. وقال تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. Allah said, O Muhammad, say to them, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Allah would love you and will forgive you your sins. والآيات في الباب كثيرة معلومة. There are many verses to similar meanings, with similar indications. وأما الأحاديث فكثيرة جدا وهي مشهورة فلنقتصر على طرف منها. And the hadith are so many, so we're going to mention some of them. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. وفي رواية لمسلم من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. So this hadith is collected by Bukhari and Muslim from Aisha radiallahu anha. She said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever introduces something new in this affair, which is Islam, then this will be rejected. This will be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خطب أحمرت عيناه وعلى صوته واشتد غضبه حتى كأنه منذر جيش يقول صبحكم ومساكم ويقول بعثت أنا والساعة كهاتين ويقرن بين أصبعيه السبابة والوسطى ويقول أما بعد السبابة والوسطى ويقول أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل بدعة ضلالة ثم يقول أنا أولى بكل مؤمن من نفسه من ترك مالا فلأهله ومن ترك دينا أو ضياعا فإلي وعلي رواه مسلم. So this hadith is from Jabir رضي الله عنه. Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave khutbah, his eyes would turn red. So he would sort of feel it. The Prophet ﷺ would be in a very emotional state every time he gave khutbah. So his eyes would turn red, his voice would be loud, and some anger would show on his face, as if he is someone who is speaking to an army. And the Prophet ﷺ would say, I was sent with the hour, with the day of judgment, like these. Like these. And he would combine both fingers. The scholars say this means the time between the Prophet ﷺ and the hour is just the difference between these two fingers in length. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, I was sent with the hour like these two fingers. So if this, let's say this is the human history, this is the human history. The time the Prophet ﷺ was sent, the point in time in human history the Prophet ﷺ was sent was this length, upon this point. The hereafter would be at this point. So this shows the Prophet ﷺ was sent towards the end of time, the end of the human history. And the Prophet ﷺ would say, the best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad ﷺ, and the worst thing in the religion are the newly invented affairs, and every newly invented affair which is bid'ah is misguidance. That's the part of the hadith that we need to talk about here. We move on to the next chapter, the Prophet, and this is about بَابٌ فِي مَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً حَسَنَةً أَوْ سَيِّئَةً. A chapter on someone who introduces something new. So, if someone establishes a new trend, if it's good or if it's bad, we're going to see how Islam treats this. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Allah talks about the dua the righteous people do, is that they say, Allah, O Allah, grant us from our spouses and our offspring coolness of the heart or coolness of the eye, comfort, source of comfort, and make us leaders and guides for the righteous ones. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we made from among them leaders who guide to our word or to our path. عن أبي عمر جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال كنا في صدر النهار عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فجاءه قوم عراة مجتابين نمار أو العباء متقلدي سيوف عامتهم من مضر بل كلهم من مضر فتمعر وجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما رأى بهم من الفاقة فدخل ثم خرج فأمر بلالا فأذن وأقام فصلى ثم خطب فقال يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة إلى آخر الآية إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا والآية الأخرى التي في آخر الحشر يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد تصدق رجل من ديناره ومن درهمه من ثوبه من صاع بره من صاع تمره حتى قال ولو بشق تمرة فجاء رجل من الأنصار بصرة كادت كفه تعجز عنها بل قد عجزت ثم تتابع الناس حتى رأيت كومين من طعام وثياب حتى رأيت وجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتهلل كأنه مذهبة فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من سن في الإسلام سنة حسنة فله أجرها وأجر من عمل بها من بعده من غير أن ينقص من أجورهم شيء ومن سن في الإسلام سنة سيئة كان عليه وزرها ووزر من عمل بها من بعده من غير أن ينقص من أوزارهم شيء، رواه مسلم. This hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, is from Jarir bin Abdullah. He said, we were in the middle of one day with the Prophet ﷺ. And a group of people came to the Prophet ﷺ, a group of people from the tribe of Mudar, from Mudar. They came and they had very rough, worn out clothes. So they were in a very poor state. And they had their swords with them. And you could see poverty on their faces and on their appearance. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he saw them in that state, he became angry. His face turned, you know, showed anger. Because he saw their poverty and their need. So he went back his home. Then he came back again. And he commanded Bilal to make the adhan, which was dhuhr. So Bilal made the adhan, and the Prophet ﷺ prayed dhuhr, then the Prophet ﷺ made a khutbah. He spoke to people, he addressed people. Then he mentioned some of the verses about fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that humans are all come from Adam alayhi salam, and that believers have to prepare themselves for the hereafter. Then the Prophet ﷺ says, a man should, or a person should give from whatever money they have, from the food that they have, from the clothes that they have, even if it's a piece of date. So one man from Al-Ansar went to his house, came back with a cloth bag that was, he obviously it had probably some food and some clothes probably, but it was very heavy. He was finding difficulty carrying it, and he put it in front of the Prophet ﷺ. Why? To give it as sadaqah, to give it to those people. When people saw this example, everyone went back home and they brought whatever they could, until it reached the point where in front of the Prophet ﷺ there was two piles, one big pile of food and one big pile of clothes. So when the Prophet ﷺ saw this, his face, you could see ease on his face and happiness on his face. Then the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever establishes a good trend, and this is sunnah hasana, sunnah hasana. Sunnah here means a trend. So whoever establishes a good trend, a good example, and people follow it, then he will get his own reward and the reward of the people who follow him as well, without decreasing their reward. But similar reward like theirs will be given also to him, because they followed him, they followed his example. And whoever establishes an evil trend, a bad trend, and people follow him, he will get his own sin, and he will get also similar sins like the people who follow him. Similar sins like the people who follow him. This is why, like Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, the two sons of Adam, Habil and Qabil. Qabil killed Habil, he was the first one to kill. First one in humanity to commit murder was Qabil. He killed his brother Habil. So Ibn Abbas says, Qabil, he got the sin of murder, and he will get the sin of every murder that happens in human history, in the life of humans, till the day of judgment. Why? Because he started this trend of murder. So he's going to get all these sins, all these murders. So this is about establishing a new trend. Another hadith, there are two hadith in this chapter. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس من نفس تقتل ظلما إلا كان على ابن آدم. That's what we said, subhanAllah. But here it's from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس من نفس تقتل ظلما إلا كان على ابن آدم الأول كفل من دمها لأنه كان أول من سن القتل. متفق عليه. Collected by Bukhari and Muslim from Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that Allah's Messenger said that there is no murder that takes place. No murder. No person who is killed or murdered without a just reason except that the first son of Adam, who's Qabil, will get part of that sin. Will get part of that sin because he was the first one to establish the trend of murder. Next chapter, باب الدلالة على الخير والدعاء إلى هدى أو ضلالة. This chapter is about guiding others to goodness or guiding others to evil or to misguidance. قال تعالى وادعوا إلى ربك. Allah says and guide or invite to your Lord. وقال تعالى ادعوا إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good preaching. وقال تعالى وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى. Allah says and help one another, cooperate on what is good and what is righteous. وقال تعالى ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير. And let be among you a nation or a group that calls or invites to goodness. The ahadith عن أبي مسعود عقبة ابن عمرو الأنصاري البدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من دل على خير فله مثل أجر فاعله رواه مسلم. Connected by Muslim from عقبة ابن عمرو الأنصاري رضي الله عنه, that Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم says whoever guides others, whoever shows others and invites others to something good, then he will get similar reward when they do it. When they do, you invite someone to, for example, to do any righteous deed or to do any act of goodness. You invite them to do this and they do it in response. They will get their reward and the similar reward will also come to you because you guided them to that. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من تبعه لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا ومن دعا إلى ضلالة كان عليه من الإثم مثل آثام من تبعه لا ينقص ذلك من آثامهم شيئا رواه مسلم. Also collected by Muslim from Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, that Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم says whoever guides or whoever invites people to a guidance, then he will get similar reward when they do these righteous deeds without decreasing their reward. And whoever invites to misguidance or evil, so anyone who follows him, he will get similar sin as well when they respond to his invitation. وعن أبي العباس سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يوم خيبر لأعطين هذه الراية غدا رجلا يفتح الله على يديه يحب الله ورسوله ويحبه الله ورسوله فبات الناس يدوكون ليلتهم أيهم يعطاها فلما أصبح الناس غدوا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلهم يرجو أن يعطاها فقال أين علي بن أبي طالب فقيل يا رسول الله ويشتكي عينيه فقال قال فأرسل إليه فأتي به فبصق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في أذنيه ودعا له فبرئ حتى كأن لم يكن به وجع فأعطاه الراية فقال علي رضي الله عنه يا رسول الله أقاتلهم حتى يكونوا مثلنا فقال أنفذ على رسلك حتى تنزل بساحتهم ثم ادعهم إلى الإسلام وأخبرهم بما يجب عليهم من حق الله تعالى فيه فوالله لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم. متفق عليه. قوم يدوكون أن يخوضون ويتحدثون. قوله رسلك بكسر الراء وبفتحها لغتان والكسر أفضل. This hadith is collected by Bukhari and Muslim from Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi. He said that on the day of Khaybar, when the Muslims set a siege around Khaybar, the Prophet ﷺ said, tomorrow I will give the flag or the banner to a man that Allah will allow him to open this city, the city of Khaybar. He loves Allah and His Messenger, and Allah and His Messenger love him. So that night the Muslims were in dispute and they were all thinking and wishing, I wish it would be me, I wish it would be me. Because the Prophet ﷺ in the morning would give that person the flag. So on the morning, people went to the Prophet ﷺ, all hoping, each one hoping that it would be the one who would receive the flag. The Prophet ﷺ said, where is Ali ibn Abi Talib? They said, O Messenger of Allah, he's back in his tent, obviously, and he has some pain in his eyes. The Prophet ﷺ said, bring him to me. So they brought him to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ blew into his eyes. He blew some wind into his eyes, and because of this, his eyes were healed. And the Prophet ﷺ made dua for him. Then the Prophet ﷺ gave him the flag, and Ali ibn Abi Talib said, O Messenger of Allah, shall I
fight with them until they become like us, like they accept Islam? The Prophet ﷺ says, no, you get closer to them, or you approach them at ease. So don't make so much noise, don't go there aggressively. You march towards them with peace and tranquility until you get in front of the city. Then you invite them to Islam, and tell them about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. Then he said, if Allah guides one person through you, it's better for you than the riches of the Arabs. And the riches of the Arabs were, generally speaking, having all these great camels. So the Prophet ﷺ said, it's better than you than all these riches, that Allah guides one person through you. Next hadith, and that's the final hadith inshaAllah. عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن فتى من أسلم قال يا رسول الله إني أريد الغزو وليس معي ما أتجهز به. قال أتي فلانا فإنه قد كان تجهز فمرض. فأتاه فقال إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرئك السلام ويقول أعطني الذي تجهزت به. فقال يا فلان أعطيه الذي تجهزت به ولا تحبسي منه شيئا فوالله لا تحبسين منه شيئا فيبارك لك فيه. رواه مسلم. Collected by Muslim, narrated from Anas radiallahu anhu, that a young man from the tribe of Aslam came to the Prophet and he said, I want to take part in a military expedition, but I don't have any money to buy a horse or buy a sword or buy weapons. I only have myself. The Prophet ﷺ told him, go to so-and-so, a certain person. He had prepared himself to take part in a military expedition, so he got ready. He bought a horse or a camel, and he bought swords and an armor, so he got ready. But later on, he experienced some kind of illness, so he's unable to go. So go to him and tell him Allah's Messenger ﷺ conveys his salams to you, and he says, give me whatever you have prepared for the expedition, because I intend to go. So he goes to him, and the man receives him. When he makes the request, the man says to his wife, everything that I have prepared for that military expedition, which I'm unable to go to now, whatever I have prepared, give it to this man. And don't hold back anything from it, because whatever you hold back, Allah is not going to bless it. So give it to that man. This also shows that if you guide someone, or if you help someone, or if you enable someone to do something good, inshallah you will get similar reward. That's the point behind this hadith. So we took so many hadith today. I'm going to stop here inshallah. See if you have any questions. Any questions? If you have no questions, we'll give you time to make dua inshallah until iftar comes around. Any questions? No questions. طيب بارك الله فيكم جزاكم الله خير وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. And don't forget, this is time to make dua, because the Prophet ﷺ says, وَلِلصَّائِمِ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ. And for the fasting person, there is a dua that will be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's a good time to make dua. So make dua for yourself, your families, for Muslims, for anything that you wish for as well.